are.
He hates these cans.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my.
And the showbiz offers are pouring in.
We think he needs a serious back massage.
Movies on Friday the 13th, but no horror movies this weekend. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer of The Takeaway. The co-hosts of The Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Welcome, guys.
Hey, John.
Hi,
happy
John.
50 Shades Day.
Now, okay, well, you know, I was going to say, it's such a sweet weekend. A little date movie is out there.
It's just beyond this door.
What is?
My playroom.
Like your Xbox and stuff?
It's important that you know you can leave at any time.
Why? What's in there?
Like your Xbox and stuff, Rafer. How's 50 Shades of Grey?
Do you even need me to recount the plot for you? You know, Christian Grey, the billionaire with the kinky fetish and the red room of pain that he's about to introduce.
He's
Anastasia.
A liberated man. What are you talking about?
That's
nothing
right.
Kinky.
That's right. He's in touch with his sensitive
yes.
side and her sensitive side.
Yes.
Well, so this is based on the best-selling novel. I have read the novel, and now I have seen the film. The film is better than the novel, I'll say that. But I have to say I'm surprised at how boring a film that's so filled with sex could actually be. I thought this film was so slow. There's no pulse to it. There's no life in it. The sex scenes, which is the only reason anyone is going to show up, they're so boring. It's the usual pop songs and blue lighting and some candles.
I think we've
seen this before.
Slow-mo.
I have to agree. It's very boring, but I will add, it's also very hilarious. There are moments where
unintentionally
the whole
hilarious.
Audience is howling with laughter.
Yes.
At least when Rafer and I saw it, total laugh out loud moments. One of my favorite moments is actually when he asks if she remembers the safe words because she's going to need them. And then he just gets out this really pretty peacock feather.
Yeah.
And then the whole audience is howling. It's mostly hilarious and mostly boring, just yeah, but not very sexy.
No, I think if people are going to see some really edgy, envelope-pushing, weird stuff on screen, you're really going to get, you know, ice cubes and a writing crop. That's really about it.
Oh, my God.
Too much information, John?
Well, I can't figure out if people said this movie was good, would I want to go see it anymore? Then I don't want to see it now if it's bad. It's almost like if it's that bad, maybe you do want to go see it because it's so awful piece of...
I don't think we've got a camp classic here.
Yeah, not a camp. Okay, that was the question I should have asked. Is this a camp classic? That's the one. All right. We may have maybe not a camp classic, but a little classic brewing in the second offering this weekend, The Kingsman.
If you're prepared to adapt and learn, you can transform.
Oh, like in My Fair Lady.
Oh, I don't feel surprises. Yes, like My Fair Lady. Only in this case, I'm offering you the opportunity to become a Kingsman.
A tailor?
A Kingsman agent.
Like a spy.
Colin Firth there.
Oh, wonderful.
Raising the bar in Kingsman. What do you think, Kristen?
So this is both a send-up and a tribute to those 1960s Bond movies. Even their suits are the same eyeglasses, all the gadgets. And this one has such a sense of humor, and the action sequences are just terrific. I have to say that the choreography, the editing, all of it was just very snappy. And they're not afraid to pull out every punch to make you love this movie. You're going to love the character's charm. You're going to love the villain's wackiness. They even have cute, gratuitous puppies for no good reason. I loved this movie. I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. I loved it.
Will people who love the Bond franchise and who love action films enjoy this movie?
I think they will. You know, you've got Michael Caine, one of the great British spies from the 60s. Mark Strong, who's been in the Guy Ritchie films. And it's cool to see Colin Firth kind of get his 007 on, loosen up, pop his collar, get his hair shaken out, throw a few punches. That's nice. And there's good chemistry between him and Taron Egerton, who plays the young recruit to the Kingsman service. I think it's all a little over the top, a little cartoony. It's directed by the guy who did Kick-Ass and X-Men First Class. It has that feeling. But I agree with Kristen. It's very stylish, very energetic, and a lot of fun for the most part.
The podcast this weekend?
We're going to be talking about all these movies, plus a smaller release called Old Fashioned, which is billing itself as the anti-50 Shades, but I think is kind of the same thing as 50 Shades, only hiding
behind
the
Bible.
Don't
give it away. Download the podcast, the Movie Date podcast, co-hosted by Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, and Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
You too.